BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Finance MEC Francois Rogers has told the KZN legislature the province's spending was over budget by 158 million rand in the past financial year. A further 7.8 billion rand has been rolled over to the next financial year, with 3.2 billion rand still unpaid due to cash shortages. Rogers has warned that many payments are now overdue by more than 30 days, breaching finance laws. The MEC has also raised concerns about possible ghost employees, which are under investigation. His spokesperson, Nkosikona Duma, says employee salaries remain the biggest cost driver, especially in health and education. Duma says MEC Rogers is urging strict financial discipline and accountability across all departments.
MEC Francois Rogers is concerned that the accrued amount of 7.8 billion rand far exceeds accruals from the past two financial years. MEC Rogers says adherence to financial management prescripts and good corporate governance will be key to alleviating pressure on the provincial fiscus. MEC Rogers assessed that consequence management, where there is clear evidence of financial misconduct, is guaranteed.
There's an investigation after a video surfaced of school children in Pietermaritzburg being driven by what is believed to be a fellow learner. In the footage shared by KZN Transport, a local woman is heard confronting a boy in school uniform while the minibus is dropping off pupils at a Northdale school. Provincial Transport spokesperson Dabezintle Sibiya says the footage was sent to MEC Sboniso Duma this morning. He says he immediately contacted the Road Traffic Inspectorate to trace the owner of the vehicle.
The MEC has mandated the RTI team to establish whether this minibus taxi is owned by one of the service providers appointed to provide scholar transport. There will be severe consequences for the owner of the minibus taxi for allowing an underage driver, an unlicensed driver, to drive learners to school. Our figures of road accidents and fatalities indicate that teenagers are four times more likely than older drivers to crash.
A former accused turned key state witness in the Joshlin Smith trial is seeking immunity from prosecution. Laurentia Lombard's lawyer urged the Western Cape High Court to exempt her from punishment, citing her testimony's role in securing life sentences for Kelly Smith, Jacqueline Apollos and Stefano van Rijn. Lombard revealed that the seven-year-old girl who disappeared from her Cape West Coast home in February last year was sold for 20,000 rand. The lawyer argued that Lombard testified honestly under difficult circumstances and sacrificed her safety to aid the state's case. Smith, Apollos and van Rijn are appealing their sentences. The National Prosecuting Authority's investigating directorate against corruption says no warrant of arrest has been issued for the National Police Commissioner Fani Masemola. It says recent media reports alleging otherwise are false. The directorate has warned against spreading misinformation, saying it can damage reputations and mislead the public. And finally, this just in, Egypt says it's working with Qatar and the US to revive a 60-day Gaza truce plan. It's part of a renewed push to end the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas. Durban 23 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 26, Richards Bay 27. For Newswatch, I'm Dino Mpahlele.